Hello there, welcome to Pen Positive. This is Vinod Narayan. Last week I talked about being uncomfortable. And there's something interesting that happened this week and I want to share that with you. So I made this video about being uncomfortable and why it is important to be uncomfortable if you want to learn new things in it. And this week started in a very stressful manner. There was something that I had to complete and I had not anticipated some of the constraints, and it kind of made me very uncomfortable. In fact, I made that video not thinking I will be uncomfortable this week. I made the video about being uncomfortable, and though, on Monday, on Tuesday, I'm very uncomfortable. I have to deliver something, I have to do something, and I was finding myself very outside my comfort zone. And I was thinking, and it was a major introspection for me, because I realized that there's so many things that I do just because they are in my comfort zone. And there are so many things that I don't do because that make me uncomfortable. I think this week, this past week, I learned much more than I would have in another week. If I did not have that activity that made me a bit stressful and pushed me outside my comfort zone, I wouldn't have learned a lot of things. And what happened is that on Friday, all those things that I had to work on, everything kind of got, I moved towards the comfort zone at the end of the week. But in this process, from Tuesday to Friday, when I moved from being very uncomfortable to being comfortable and delivering something of value, I kind of felt very good about myself. I decided to document it, because I had to document what made me uncomfortable. I had to document what that made me do. How did I interact with people? How did I multitask and do many things? Because when something makes us uncomfortable and something stresses out, maybe we'll put all the effort on that activity, which means the other responsibilities that we have, we would just miss them. But I decided to document all those, because that's a big learning. And the interesting thing, which is a problem I have, is I cannot hide things. And so when I'm stressed, it shows up on my face. When I'm uncomfortable, it shows up on my face. When I'm annoyed, irritated, it shows up on my face. And sometimes when you work together with people, this is kind of a difficult thing, because People can see through you. People realize that you're stressed. People realize that you're distracted. And there are people who came to me and said, why are you distracted? Why don't you chill? Don't stress out. But then when I stress out, when I'm uncomfortable, and maybe that's why I don't take up things that make me uncomfortable. And that's a problem. It impedes growth. If I'm not ready to push myself outside my comfort zone, I will definitely be in that fixed mindset, unable to grow. But what I really wanted to share is also the fact that just because I talked about being uncomfortable and the benefits of being uncomfortable, I was able to see things that I wouldn't have otherwise. I think there have been weeks where I've made myself uncomfortable, but I did not realize that. I did not introspect. I did not see what it was doing to me. I did not document what learning happened. It just was a stressful week and I moved on. But I think every week that we find stressful, we need to introspect. We need to look inside and see what that did to us. Yes, sometimes it is painful. It's a struggle. But sometimes there's a lot that we would have learned. And if we document that, those are things that would help us when we look at a similar situation in the future. So this video is kind of a continuation of my last video. But I think it's important for us to, how do we learn? How do we make sure that every week there is something new that we learn? I think it will be interesting to document what I learned, right? I mean, there are specific things I learned this week. Many of this I wouldn't be able to explain on the video because some of the things that I learned are specifically to the work that I do and to the company that I work, the team that I work. So I wouldn't be able to completely say what I learned. But I think I learned that there are things that I did not know. I learned that there are things that I took for granted I shouldn't be taking that for granted. There are things that I had avoided because I did not find a value in them. There are ways I looked at the world and I know they were not right. So I think I'm starting to do this process of going to write every week what I learned. Very personally, not just for me, I'm not publicly, because I think it improves me personally and professionally if I can document what I learned. And there are some weeks where I cannot pinpoint what I learned, and that's okay. I mean, it's not that you learn every week. Sometimes you can document, sometimes you can witness the transformation, the learning that's happening. I think I'm much more considerate. I will be much more planned next week than I was this week. I've got a pretty busy next week, but I think I'll be in a better position to handle the things, handle the challenges, just because this week made me uncomfortable. You guys take care. Subscribe to the channel. I'll see you all in the next video. Thank you.